Over 2 years ago, Lisa Thompson got her master's degree in broadcast journalism in Los Angeles. When you meet her, you quickly understand why she chose television. She's assertive, opinionated, and lights up in front of the camera, a bit of a go-getter. Lisa wants to do journalism that makes the world a better place. Her experience at school gave her every reason to believe she'd get to do that. She got to produce a student-run show that makes television documentaries. She made a handful herself about topics she cares about: immigration, the poor, the underprivileged. For her thesis, she went to the other side of the world, to West Africa, where she documented a humanitarian effort in a small village in Mali. She didn't worry much about what came next, but the world of television news is extremely competitive. Lisa now lives in Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield is an oil-producing town about 2 hours north of L.A. It's famous for being the birthplace of country music legend and former Hee-Haw star Buck Owens. Lisa hates just about everything about living here.
I did 4 years of research, the city did, to, I guess because they decided that they'd somehow like to improve their image. And after 4 years of research, they found out that Bakersfield is considered the armpit of California.
That was the result of a four-year research project?
And they actually presented this in a press conference.
Did they use the word armpit?
Armpit. The armpit is a quote.
Lisa produces the morning show for the CBS affiliate here. 5 days a week, she goes to work at 11 at night and finishes at 7 in the morning. The night shift is a rite of passage for many starting out in television news.
When I first started working here, I was producing the weekend newscasts. And when Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 won the Cannes Palme d'Or, I had that in my broadcast at the end of the 11:30 show. 2 minutes after the show, somebody called and said, "Why the hell are you putting that man on the air in this town?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "Yeah, I just wanted to check and see if maybe CBS had hired some liberal to do their weekend broadcasts."
We arrive at Zingo's, a classic 50s diner on Buck Owens Boulevard.
When I was in LA last, I was showing a friend around Hollywood for the first time, and we found Buck Owens star, so I had my picture taken with Buck Owens star, since I am living in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield is a conservative bastion in California. Just to give you a sense of the atmosphere here, the natives call it the buckle of the Bible Belt. Lisa's learned not to get into political discussions with people, not even people like our waitress.
You know what? I haven't even decided. Have you?
Oh, that's fine.
Can I get some green, though?
I'm going.
Oh, thank you. See, she's a good-looking lady. Probably grew up here. Might have been a cheerleader when she was in high school. You know, just a nice, sweet lady. But you start asking her about politics, and this vitriol will just spew from her. Thank you. There's a big crisis in Sudan, and so far in the past 2 months, one day I got to put in a story that was 15 seconds long about it. Now, granted, like, you don't have to spend all this time talking about all the horrible things happening in the world and all that, but you also, like, don't get to give context to anything that happens here. I'm in Bakersfield. I don't even get a chance to vicariously get out of the country by reporting international news. It's my belief that if people are given the truth, what really is going on and what really matters, that they will accept it and that they will come to see that as news. So, no, I spend some of my time when I first get to work, you know, looking through the wires and looking through a couple of news sites and stuff. And it's interesting because I'll sit there and I'll look at the news that I want to hear about and that I'd like to tell about. And then I put that aside and I pick out my stories that go in my broadcast.
With Lisa Thompson in Bakersfield, California, this is Tebow Wirth for Annenberg Radio News.